online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
The Technological Investigation Department of the Guardia Civil are warning of yet another scam which is entrapping many Facebook users, offering gift cards for the multinational fashion stores Zara and H&M. The posts, which are distributed virally by users, usually acting in good faith, offer the chance to win or obtain such prize awards as €500 to spend in the store, if you're lucky enough to win. But the Guardia Civil warn that these promotions are fraudulent and have no relation to the companies. Even one of the stores, Zara itself, has issued a statement in response to a question raised regarding one such promotion, distancing the chain from the scam, saying, "I can confirm that this profile and this event are not linked to the official account of Zara. We're working to alert network managers about the situation." Experts say that one factor which is common in such scams is that the Facebook page or account has only recently been created and is fragmented from the official accounts. In terms of the risks, the aim of these campaigns is to collect user data from those who share or click the links. One of the most recent discovered fake promotions resulted in 4,500 people becoming subscribed to a premium rate telephone service, with many finding their mobile telephone compromised and messages being sent which cost the user money every time they received or sent a message. Aside from the premium rate subscriptions, even the less aggressive campaigns can seek out information which would not normally be shared with potential fraudsters, but the perceived protection of the internet leaves users vulnerable to disclosing this information. In the UK, Asda, Tesco and many others have been seen in offers of this type, along with opportunities to obtain iPhones and iPads just because the packaging is damaged. Even seemingly innocent games can be a risk to protecting your data, remembering the days when a bank may ask for answers to questions that only you would know, such as what's your mother's maiden name or where were you born. That becomes wide open to abuse when a seemingly innocent post says, "Create your spy name by simply writing your mother's maiden name and the place you were born. The answer, Banks Shropshire," for example, immediately revealing the answers to those two protected questions for the whole world to see. Either way, the advice, as always, is the same. If it seems too good to be true, then it probably is.